I want to talk about stenciling because this is something like new to me as an adult and many, many decades, you know, from when you were in school and that. I remember last time stenciling, honestly, was like school. I've never dabbled into making stencils, so making your own, which is totally new to me. But you know what? We evolve, we grow, we change, we get older. That's right, person on the phone. We evolve, we change, we grow, we get older. I don't know why you made the comment, what happened to the old you? What happened to the old you? What happened to the old me? I'm not the same person I was in my 20s. I'm not a child. I'm an adult. I've also gone through way too much with my health. I think anybody who knows me can agree with that. I've gone through way too many shenanigans and things that were not healthy for me, that should never happen, that were not okay. And I have taken time and process of healing and realizing and learning with great therapy, peace and calm, and also the word silence. And if I have to end any conversation and remove myself in order to have peace, calm, and silence, I'm going to do so. Especially if someone does not understand that people have a right to change, evolve, and grow, and you should with time and age, and somebody is so used to what you were like years and eons ago, you're not going to be that same person. That's like saying, I'm used to someone who is 17 years old or 16 years old or 13 years old, whatever, and they're an adult. They're not the same person. They are married. They're engaged. They have kids, whatever situation. They went missionary work across Timbuktu. That's like me saying, well, I wish you were the same person you were then. Anybody who wishes someone was the same person does not respect and allow change. They're not good with change. They don't embrace change. They can't handle change. Or there's something with the controlling part of behavior. Someone's saying this. There's some type of controlling mechanism or something for someone to say something like that. I don't ever expect. If I have not connected with people, and even through people through high school, living in an area by a lot of casinos, you run into people that, you know, I mean, people are going to come in town for casinos, and you're going to run into people from school, and you're going to run into extended family, you're going to run into other people who know people, you know, and it's funny because I'm always told is you look the same, you're still small. I'm thinking, well, yeah, you know, I'm not, you know, my top weight was 174. I'm obviously not that weight anymore. But I have the same smiling eyes, I'm told, and the same kind of features and that, and it still recognized you, which, you know, I'm surprised at the people that have. But I've never heard anyone say, well, I miss the old you. What happened to the old you? What happened to it? Anybody who does it to you is insulting. That's insulting. That's not okay behavior. That's not all right. People have a right to grow and evolve, and you should with age and time. You should not be the same person right now as you were when you were 20. But the thing is also is there's respect for people when they go through chronic illness and things with their health through the majority of their life, or it's affected their life, and you're an oncology patient and you haven't recognized, I'm going to say, because I don't believe tumors, when they're not obliviated, as I was told we're going to obliviate, it didn't work. They knew the third treatment, they knew it wasn't working. It wasn't working at all. And after the third treatment, and we fast-tracked everything, every time I was told, we just can't get this thing. It's huge. It's hidden. You know, your intestines are wrapped around this thing. We're going to end up causing problems with other organs, and they were absolutely right. And long-term effects, you know, radiation's the worst of the worst. You're going to do a toss-up between chemotherapy, experimental drugs, and radiation. You better hit the experimental pills and chemo before you hit the radiation. That's always, as I was told, gold standard, the last, okay? Because radiation, you know, you can't reverse the stuff, and you can't reverse damage radiation does. And I sustained damage with radiation. I went under microscopic surgery within, not even that long after going through fast track, maxed everything out with everything, and went through surgery just to figure out why I was having these problems in that. And they went in 5 minutes and got the heck out. The radiation scrambled my bladder, kidneys, you name it. They saw it firsthand. As they said, it's like really bad scabbing. It's really red. It's raw. It damages your nerves. It cuts a lot of nerves. You end up, what people don't understand, is neuropathy and a severe neuropathy and severe nerve pain. And it hits you later. And I mean, we're talking years after your radiation. You experience a lot of that. You experience pain because the pain evolves. It changes, okay? Especially when the tumor is not gone. It's not been obliterated. It comes back with vengeance. It's bigger, if not the same size. It gets bigger with time, okay? The last thing you want to hear from anybody, okay, whether you suffer the chronic illness or not, is for anybody of who they are in your life to sit there and compare you and make a comment, which I'm going to call this a pot shot. This is a classic pot shot. You're nothing like you were. What happened to the old you? What happened to the person you were? I'm not the person I was. And if I didn't have chronic illness, I'm still not going to be the person I was. And I could have had the picket fence and a million kids. And I'm not going to be the person I was at 16 years old, 18 years old, 20 years old. And if I get my 40s, you're in your 50s, you're not in your 20s, you're not the same person in your 20s, you're not the same person in your 30s. Nobody should do pot shots like that. And if you do, well, I know personally don't want to be around it. I don't want the negativity. I don't want it. I don't want nothing to do with it. I have moved past all this stuff. I don't want the drama. I don't want the negativity. You know, I'm embracing peace and calm. And a lot of times, silence. And I'm going to end conversations, and it's going to be it. And it's going to be silence. I will not. I am not the same person. And neither are you, 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 neither are all you. No one is. See, that's the whole point. No one's the same person. People who make comments like that either are A, upset because they can't control people anymore. They can't control the person they make a comment to. Or B, they just can't move and understand that when people go through chronic illness and stuff, it forever changes you, and it better change you. It better have you wake up and smell the coffee and realize that life is short and life is precious. And I'm going to say this a million times over. I'll say this in my last dying breath. Time is valuable, precious time. And precious time is valuable. It's a gift. Use your time wisely. Take the time out. You went through things in your life, and I've been through my fair share. I never had time to breathe. I never had time to even acknowledge the stuff I went through, and I didn't have time to heal. Putting things to rest. Okay, this happened to me. All right, I accept it. Put it to rest. But you still need the last part of it, which is healing. I went through a lot of things. I put it to rest. Okay, I put a lot of relationships and bad things and bad choosings and this and that. I put it to rest. Okay, outside online. But I didn't heal from the actions. And that's where I'm at in my life, is in the point of healing. But nobody is going to, in a right frame of mind, if you allow them in your life, to make comments of, oh, you're the person you were in the past. And they're literally living a life of who you were decades, years, whatever ago. That's not normal. If anybody's doing that and you're making a comment, which I'm going to call pot shots. Pot shots are comments that are off-putting. They're not nice. There's no thought, kindness, or concern, or compassion about it at all. There's nothing. It's just a pot shot. And somebody makes a pot shot. They basically don't like you, okay? They're doing this to get a reaction out of you, okay? Well, your first reaction, you better stick up for yourself. Don't sit back and be a rug, okay? I did that most of my life. Don't be a rug. I wouldn't say all my life. I was a spitfire. I was a spitfire point in my life. I didn't take stuff, you know? I say backbone of steel. I meant it. I used it. That person is a part of me that did come back, and rightfully so. With learned therapy, I realized that part's got to come back. That's called sticking up for yourself and self-respect, period. You know, don't tolerate bad behavior because you don't have to. Nobody does. But nobody has to take pot shots either. Critical comments like that. That's not any kindness, concern, or anybody in the right frame of mind that really thinks anything of you but hatred, okay? That comes from hatred. That comes from deep in the soul hatred. You know, people have a right, and people are normal in the way life works. Life works because you evolve and you change and you grow, okay? You know, today, and it's like, this is a strange comparison, but I didn't realize Jimmy Buffett passed away until I turned on Sirius Radio, and all of a sudden I go through my channels as I'm working on the back side of the house and stuff. And I thought Jimmy Buffett radio, and then it had the date, you know, for when he was born until 2023. And I thought, this is strange. Like, they have a radio station, like he passed away or something. Then I'm like, wait a minute, he passed away? That's how I found out. It was like on the internet, it was like 4 hours after the fact that they had released that he passed away. And then when you were going through the news, you know, I'm talking about, and they're showing what Jimmy Buffett used to look like and how he evolved and he changed and think, okay, that's normal part of life is what I'm getting to. The pot shot, and I'm going to give an example. That's a normal part of life. You probably sat there and you're watching this on the news, because I know I do, and you're like, wow, he doesn't look like the same person he was in 1971 or whatever compared to 2021 or whatever. Well, because he's not going to be. You know, you can wish all day and night to be being in the hippie days in 1971 and 1972, and I used to be friends with him or whatever situation, and we went around and peace, love, and joy and whatever you wanted to do, and get around in a blanket on the beach or whatever, you know, and that was great. Those were the days, remember, okay? All right? Those were the days. Those are called memories. But if you went to Jimmy Buffett and you said, listen, you know what? What happened to you? What happened to you, you know? And we obviously, he passed away, whether they're not saying from what, whether it was something medical, whether he went private or whatever situation, you know? People have the right and respect, due respect, to either live their life. This is per judge told me this. Everybody has a right to live their life, whether they share their life journey, whether it's chronicle, whether it's a diary, whether it's a book, whether it's a blog, whether it's a podcast, whatever, or social media. People have the right to share their life, and people have the right to be private with their life. And that's a right with each individual. And nobody's to dictate or try to bully or tell what they can and cannot share in their life. That's a controlling behavior. That's not people you want to be around or anybody you want to be around. Everybody's entitled to share whatever they want. Doesn't mean you got to like it. Doesn't mean you got to, you know, whatever. Nobody's entitled to force you to have to follow anyone, listen to anyone, read anything, blah, 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 blah. Go on the news. Go on the radio. You know, it's a free will. Okay. But respect to agree or disagree, whether you like it or not. Everybody's entitled. It's your life. It's your journey. Everybody's entitled. You know, it's not the first judge I heard it from. Period. But a pot shot, you know. I wish you happy to the person that you were or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Listen, I went through a lot in my life. I put up with a lot in my life. I'm not the same woman. I don't want to be that naive, gullible person that was easy, obviously, was easy for you to control. I'm not a robot to you or anybody else. And I'm not a marionette puppet. I'm a human being. And I have a right to be me. I don't want to be around anybody who's controlling. Period. I don't want to be around that anymore. I don't want to be with no part. No, I know it's not healthy. I went through enough therapy to put it to good use. It's not healthy. I don't want to be around it. And I highly suggest anybody around, anybody like that or people or whatever situation that's not healthy, and you sit down with somebody and you sit down, licensed PhD, mental health, and realize that's not healthy. You get around it long enough, you're going to start getting some twisted thoughts in your head, thinking that everybody's supposed to control you. Well, you're not a robot puppet, and you're not an AI. I don't know. Are you AI? I mean, artificial intelligence? No. Okay. Jimmy Buffett had a right to evolve and change and grow, and he did. You know, it's a good example. It's a crazy example. Yes. Okay. Great musician, by the way. Great legend. Another great legend, you know. They went back home, where we all go, is actual home. Home is heaven. Okay. We figure out, I think, in heaven, obviously, I believe we figure out in heaven why this exists, of what we're in and what we live. I don't know. Nobody does. No scholar knows, no science. We can get into the crazy talk. You figure it out when you get to heaven. But in the meantime, when we're here on Earth and we're all human beings, unless you're aliens or AI, you know, there's things when you're around people or you talk to people or you connect with people, the things you just don't say, they make people not want to be around you. Or talk to you or anything to do. And the silence comes into play. About face and silence. Silence is golden. You know? Sometimes you have to cut conversation. Done. You know? You start off right from jump. boom, again, start from jump, boom, right off the bat. You know, sometimes there's just, it doesn't stop. But you can stop it. You know why? Because you just choose silence. You give silence. Sometimes it's the greatest gift of all, you know? You don't have to accept of anybody. I were telling you, at a point in your life, and making a comment, which to me is a pot shot, why aren't you the same person you were, blah, 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 blah. Well, your comeback should be like mine, because I'm not. I'm this blah, blah years old. I'm not the same person I'm ever going to be. If somebody's living and acting and living and wanting you to be the person you were, that's never going to work. It's not a relationship. There ain't going to be nothing there. And that's just not, that's not normal. That's not normal. Okay? I don't know what that's called. It's just, it's not. It's nothing, really. I don't know why people do that. You know, look at it, it's controlling. I don't know. They don't want people to change. There's no respect. I don't know. I mean, obviously, there's no, you know, don't make comments like that, folks. Don't do that to people. Don't do that to people. No. Mm-mm. That's one thing you won't catch me doing. Mm-mm. Nope. I'm not going to anybody. It doesn't matter what the trial and tribulation may be, whether it's something going on internally or something going on with their family, their friends, their relation, their marriage. I'm not going to make a pot shot comment, even if I despised you, saying, well, what happened to you? Used to be blah, 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 blah. Somebody could weigh 500 pounds and now they're 115. It's the same as me saying, what happened to you when you were 500 pounds? You know, what I miss a person is 500 pounds. There are certain things that just, I mean, the word rude is the only word I can come to. That's not okay to say. You know, there's lessons in life, and sometimes, and this is a great podcast because this is not okay behavior. And if it catches someone who's like this and you're like this and you do this to people, it's a good way to lose people, is by making a comment and a pot shot like that. That's a good way to lose people. Period. And to get silence or a door, meaning the door shut. It ain't opening, okay? That's a good way to lose people. Because if you're the kind of person and you're stuck so far in the past that you can't understand that people change, it doesn't have to be your health. People get married. People have kids. You know? Love is love. People go through gender changes. You know? Nobody should make any comment like that. That's not okay. That is absolutely not okay. And nobody has to put up with it. And you don't have to put up with it either. That's not okay. You know? It's not worth arguing with somebody about it. You know? Old me would have been argumentative all day long, all day, all night, 24/7. I'm just understanding about respecting valuable, precious time. Let's say this again. Time is valuable. It's precious. And don't waste your valuable, precious, limited time. Because life is short. That's all I'm going to say. But sometimes you figure it out. You know? I'm not going to say how, but sometimes you'll figure out what that analogy means. And you don't need to slap yourself or kick yourself and get involved in arguments and going in the same, you know, mathematic quiz and sitting down at the table in the same mathematic quiz with the same people over and over and over again. And they bring the same mathematical quiz and they still haven't found a solution. It could be eons gone by. Okay? You don't have to get to that point of arguing. You're just going to get to the point in life, you know, with something, you know, you realize how precious life is. Because we all get to that point where something happens in our life and you realize how precious life is. You don't waste your valuable, precious time. You don't argue with people. You don't. You remove yourself. You do silence. Whatever you got to do. Okay? Don't waste your valuable, precious time. Exit the conversation, whatever you got to do. You know? You know, God sometimes made a click. I mean, God, did he make the telephone to have a click button on it and a boop button on our phone? Well, sometimes maybe that's what it's there for. And maybe sometimes you got to use it, you know, because you don't want to waste valuable, precious time. And arguing with people is such a waste of energy. If I could take energy and bottle it, I wouldn't need a bottle. I would need a gas tanker to fill the energy that I wasted arguing with people. And now that I'm at a different point in my life, I think that was really stupid. That was a lot of wasted, valuable, precious time. And think of the time and what I could have done with it if I had that time back. That's what I thought. That's what I thought yesterday. I'm not getting into this. This is crazy stuff. And anybody who's living in the past and doesn't respect that people change has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with anybody. Somebody does that. It's just there's people that don't accept change. They want to see people for like what they were. Maybe you were 500 pounds. You lost all this weight. Good for you. And you did it on your damn own. Probably what you wanted to hear was, great, how'd you lose it? You look amazing. Oh, my God, it's wonderful. I'm so happy for you. And then you have a person say, what happened to you? But I mean, God, I liked how you were 500 pounds ago. You know? We're all guilty sometimes of saying things, you know, and slipping up. I'm sure I've done it before. We all do it, you know. Used to be so-and-so-and-so-and-so and that. But you know what? And you get older, you realize, you know, you don't do that stuff anymore. No. You get older, you get wiser. You know, you don't do that stuff no more. So, no, it didn't feel good when it's dished to you. And so I could feel good when you dish to somebody else. You just don't. You know, people are not the same. You know? And sometimes time, whether it's a friend, a family member, a loved one, a college best friend, school best friend, okay? In time, when you don't see somebody, you talk to somebody, and whatever the title is, you know, you become strangers. Time is distance, okay? And there's a distance from point A to point Z. You know, and this is something I learned in therapy, is time is distance. It doesn't make people closer. It makes people further apart, and it makes people strangers. Now, I was told that by psychologists in Ohio is time is not growing a heart fonder. Time creates strangers. From a trauma therapist point of view, logical point of view, not emotional, but logic, is A and Z is all this time in between. And the person in A is probably not, if you make a comment about what somebody used to be like and you're wishing they were this person because you don't respect the person they are now, for whatever reason, which has nothing to do with you if you're the receiving end, like I was when somebody says something like that. It has nothing to do with you. That's an issue with somebody making that. That's the behavior of someone, the decision for them saying it. That has to do with something with them and nothing to do with you. So don't take it personally. Just exit the conversation, you know, as quickly as you can and move on, okay? You know, somebody goes through it, and remember that? File folder in your brain and go, you know what, I've been through that before, and this is how I handled it. Okay, that's what file foldering means in your brain, because you don't forget things that happen in your life, but it can become a great, tremendous tool to help somebody else that you may cross in life, in your path, that's gone through that, and what you have. You can help them out. Hey, this is what I did, you know, extra conversation, it's an argue, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Well, it's a great idea. Point A and point Z, whether it's 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, whatever, okay? No matter what your relationship is, it creates distance. And in between that, you become a stranger because you don't know the person or who they are now. And you shouldn't know them, especially if you're not around them. You don't connect. You don't talk. You're not around them. Blah, 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 blah. Okay? You don't know them. They're not the same person. It's not an argument of topic. It's nothing to be mad about. It's just common sense. But you don't want to say, you know, is, oh, but I wish you were this person, this or that. Especially if somebody's dealing with stuff with their health, okay? Because I'm going to tell you point blank, and anybody who makes comments like that has never dealt with anything chronic or anything serious with their health that could have been fatal, period. All right? People change when they go through things with their health, especially if it crossed the point, if it could have been fatal, you know? Or they saved their own life, or it's chronic, or they've been dealing with the majority of their life. You know? And people who say stuff like that have probably met you when you weren't in that point in your life, when you weren't really sick. I mean, got to that point. You see what I mean? They want you to be this happy-go-lucky person that's, you know, at the beck and call and can do this, 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 be here, be there, this event, that event, this, this, this. They don't respect that you can't do that anymore with your health. And then people like that don't even want to take the time to know what the hell's wrong with you, or let alone to be even any compassion or kindness. What can I do? What emotional support? They can't even offer that because they're too busy with what you were before you got sick. You think that's ever going to work in a relationship? I don't care what relationship it is. It's not going to work. Especially when you're the one dealing with your health. That's not what you want. That's really not what you need. What you need is kindness, compassion, and people who generally are there emotionally. Okay? And that understand and get you without even having to say anything. They get you. They get it. You know what I mean? They get it. You could be your facial complexion a little off, you know? And somebody who truly gets it. You know, hey, we'll do this, we're going to do this today, but let's do this because I'm sure you may not be feeling well today, and I don't know. They gracefully go about it, you know? But the pot shots like that, not okay. I don't want to be around it. I'm a different woman, and I don't want to be around it. And like I said before, I don't want to be the person I was. Because that person did not choose healthy relationships and dynamics and things. And I put myself in situations I shouldn't have. Because let's face it, if I could go back to myself and I could do that, I would kick my own self. Because there's a lot of times I was very gullible and naive. I'm going to say a little stupid. And I'm not that person anymore. And maybe I'm just a little too wise for my age. And a therapy is a part of that, then the money well spent with insurance. So I gotta say, I'm not the same person, you know, I'm just not. I'm in this different phase of life and peace and calm, and now I'm learning silence. And silence is a lot of times golden, you know, but if something's podcast worthy and can help anyone out, no matter what situation or who you're referring to or whatever, because it doesn't matter, you know, whether you've done it or not, whatever, you know, point in your life and you've done that or you've said something like that to somebody, you know, make sure that was way in the, you know, in the past and not right now, today, present, especially if you get older and that, you know, don't act like that. That's a good way to lose people real quick. Especially if you're dealing and you act like that and say something like that around somebody who's struggling with their health and they're fighting their ass off. That's not with somebody with their health, you know. I'm just going to say people respect where I'm coming from with chronic illness, oncology, or cancer. It changes you, and there's a lot of things you no longer put up with. I don't know how many people have crossed that with social media, of how many people have literally have said the same thing. I'm not the same person. I'm not going to tolerate things that I did. The lack of respect. I'm not going to waste time. You know, that's learning from what you went through. Especially if you haven't found remission, which is asleep with the cells. You come out and you're a different person. And people should respect that. And if people don't respect that, they're not respecting you. And don't be around these people. So I got to say, it's that easy. It's not an argument. It's not up for debate. It's just you just don't, you know. And however they handle it is however you handle it. You just worry about you. That's it. Period. Worry about you. I was going to talk about this in the podcast because I was talking about stenciling. A friend of mine's mom does a lot. She makes a lot of stencils. She uses them on bags, like she does things for shut-ins and that with crocheting, but she puts them on like small tote bags and for women in that and even gentlemen who use, you know, when you go to the store, you can have your own bags, and she does stenciling in that on different things. And I know they make where you can purchase things, machines or whatever you want to call it, that makes stencils. You can make stencils. I have never, ever, until this weekend, have ever come across anyone who makes their own stencils. And I found it really, honestly, I found it actually pretty fun and fascinating. And it's just the point what I'm saying is, you know, we evolve and we grow and we change in time, we should. But you know what's great about time, too, and evolving and change is, you realize that valuable, precious time that you want to try with that extra time in life that now you respect and you don't waste, and you don't waste nor argue with people, is now you open yourself up to trying new things. Kind of like trying homemade coffee over an open fire on an old kettle, you know, on an open fire pit. The same as trying stenciling, making your own designs and putting them on stencil. which is basically like a hard plastic, or if you're stenciling on wood or stenciling on totes or clothing, whatever. I have never met anyone who's done their own stenciling, has actually made their own stenciling, and it was actually quite fascinating. And I thought, you know what? As she said, this is something, if you want to come over, I'll show you more how to do it. If ever want to make your own stencils and that, and I thought, haha, make my own stencils. Ironically, how we say this. As I'm working on the back of the house, there's things that I want to try. Country coastal theme, getting that tropical vibe, the colors and that. The colors have come across. It's almost like, I call it my fantasy porch design. If you can just design your own mystical, you know, fun, colorful, you know, something for you, you know? You always have like the front of your house or side of their house, however it's, you know, if you gave your own property, it really don't matter. But something, you know, it's like your hidden little treasure, your own little, you know, a little special thing. And I thought, you know, there's a part of the back of the property, there's things that I'm thinking I want to do, but I kind of want to get my own design going. And I thought, you know what, I told her, it's funny that you say that, because I actually do want to learn how to take my own designs and make them into a stencil. And then the next idea to the back of the patio country coastal theme was born. For now, this is just a little sneak peek. Yes, the bright colors, okay? It's in a process, and it's all process. But that mystical, tropical, beachy feel, well, now the back of the house, it's definitely coming to life. Like I said, use your time wisely. Use your days wisely. And when you're dealing with chronic illness and you have days and you're not feeling well, pour yourself instead of sitting back. And we know that laying around is not good. Blood flow is so important. Dealing with chronic illness, especially with chronic pain, is to try your best to keep your body moving. And what better way is to dabble and learn new hobbies and pour yourself in the passions of life and things that you love. And I promise, it may not be the best life, but you'll have a happy life. And you'll thank me for it. Amen.